Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Hello, guys. Let's get right in it. I'm not even going to play the field. I'm just going to say what it is. How many people are so quarantined and secluded to the point where your trust is in compromise and you're frustrated and things of that nature? I hear you. I totally understand and I get it. But in this season, God is pushing us even more to be reminded, as I said in my last podcast, to remember that God will never leave you nor forsake you. And I know I said that, and I know a lot of people were questioning it and encouraged at the same time. But this is really about trust. Trust and believe. Trust and believe. And trust and know that God is here. And I know that word is so loosely used. And I know it feels weird. And there's no way out. And you're in these four walls. And you're looking at the same people every day. But this is the season, it's time to be intimate with God, to get an understanding about His true authority, to realize how much He loves us and how much He's willing to take the time out to stop the world, to stop time. And I'm not talking about the Chronos time. I'm talking about He is in control of both Chronos and Kairos, and how He is slowing down the process for you to be able to have the opportunity. Even in this nasty pandemic, He is giving us the opportunity to be able to not just say we trust Him, but show we trust Him. It says in John 14:1, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God and trust in Him. What is trust? Well, again, y'all know I love the dictionary, and I love how it explains things. And in the dictionary, it says, in the Webster's dictionary, it says, trust is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. One more time. It is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. That's deep. That means that you have a total understanding of what that person or that someone is capable of. And because we don't know God, or don't have have an idea of Him, because we haven't had the intimate time to sit with Him and to get intimate with Him and get an understanding of Him and love on Him and to see Him for who He is, we don't trust in the reliability, the ability, the strength of something or someone, particularly Him. In this season, This slowing down, this pandemic, this quarantine that we are in, is giving us that opportunity to rely on His ability, His reliability, His truth, and His strength. So we can understand that trust is more than just a word. It is an action. And it is time for us to truly trust the God in us, to be able to trust God Himself. I know it is hard, it's this, and y'all, you don't understand, and whatever. But this is our chance, guys, to rely on His grace and His mercy, to be able to trust in God. I know it's hard. But trust yourself to trust Him. Let me say that again. Trust yourself to trust Him. Oh, I get it. You've been running around before this pandemic hit, being somebody that you were never designed to be. I get it. You were so worried about how people will see you that you put this makeup on, you put this dress that you ain't want to wear, or you put on this cloak, I should say, this cloak to hide the true you. Now that you've been here for 6-7 weeks in these four walls with the people you say you love, or even by yourself, and you are not happy, not with them, you're not happy with yourself, you're questioning everything that you have done thus far, and now it's difficult to trust yourself, because you know why? You don't know yourself. You put your hat on of many different layers, and you have finally realized that you may not like what you see when you take those hats off. But because we serve a mighty God, and because He loves us just that much to slow time down and to sit us still, for He says, stand still and know that I am God. He's reminding us that He didn't want the facsimile of you. He didn't want the shade of you. He didn't want the cloak. He wanted what He created. And that was you. The real, the true you. Not the new you, the true you. Yes, it says in the Word of God that you will be transformed and made new. It's new to you, but you are new to you, but not to God. So the true you is being unfolded, being developed, being strengthened, being matured, being stretched. And you don't like how it feels. The trust is not so much in God, the lack of it. It's really the lack of trust in you. He doesn't say trust the flesh. He's saying trust the you. Trust the soul. The soul is willing, but the flesh ain't. So get that understanding down packed. Get an understanding and know that. You're battling with two things. You're battling with a whole layer of other things. And you're being distracted. But the trust is there. He says, but I trust, it says in Psalms 5, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. But what I love the most that resonates with me is that in that scripture when it talks about Psalms, and it says, you know, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Do you trust Him? Do you trust and believe? Do you truly trust in the, as it says in the Webster's Dictionary, a firm belief and reliability? Do you trust in the reliability? Do you rely on God? Do you trust in His truth? Do you trust in His abilities? Do you trust in His strength? Do you trust in your abilities? Do you trust in your strength? Do you trust in your truth? Question with a question. Not do you, but will you? Trust in yourself. Trust in God's wonderful creation. You. Trust in the ability to stretch and be stretched. So you can trust God in worship Him in spirit and in truth, because you cannot worship Him if you don't know you and you don't know Him. This is time for us to be intimate, to love on Him, to be remembered by Him, because He's been thinking about us. It's time to get into your studies. It's time to get developed. It's time to not think of everything and overanalyze everything and think of it in a feeling way. Stop making your decisions with your feelings and trust the God in you, not your feelings, because your feelings gonna always get you in trouble. Trust me, I'm just saying. Trust God, y'all. Trust Abba Father. Trust Jesus Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach. Trust Him. Trust Daddy. It's time to stop sulking and stop concerning yourself with the distractions and separate your distractions from what God is truly doing. And that is making you better, because it is you that was always He was trying to come after. We always say, you know, there's a song, I'm chasing after you. There's no other love I can do. I need you more and more. God is chasing after us too. But you gotta trust it. You gotta trust and believe. Trust and know that He is God. Trust Abba Father. Trust yourself. Know that He is there no matter what it looks like. The block is hot, yes. And I always say that. Right now, it looks weird and it looks funny and it looks nasty. It looks ugly. It looks, death is everywhere and all this stuff. But when you look up to the sky and you know that God is there, that's the time to trust. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep People and Power Purpose Podcast. Let's trust God. Let's trust each other. Let's trust yourself. Talk to you soon.